in your face. Joined by actor Jane Montgomery Griffiths, who is one of the performers in Australian Open that's happening at Theatreworks for Midsummer. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Hello, James.
It's an extraordinary production written by Angus Cameron, an extraordinary writer, and it explores a family event where a guy announces that his open relationship will be continuing when he and his male partner get married. And that shocks everybody because all the family wants to talk about is Roger Federer. So it really is an extraordinary production for Midsummer and so beautifully timed. You must be having a ball rehearsing for it.
We are having the best time. It's a wonderful cast, a real ensemble piece, and that's one of the things that makes it such a pleasure. You know, you say that the main story, obviously, is about Felix, the 31-year-old boyfriend of an elite tennis player who's trying to beat Federer at the Australian Open. But what's so lovely about the play is each character has a fascinating storyline, and it's a real intergenerational piece. I play Felix's mother, who is a management consultant, and seemingly from her very traditional conservative home in Kooyong, you would think that she was pretty, you know, straight-laced. But actually, through witnessing the queer relationship of the son, the two parents decide to go on their own odyssey of discovering what makes them tick, what sparks joy, actually getting into a bit of fetish as well. And so it's kind of a joyous celebration of self-discovery and exploration.
And how wonderful that there's a queer theme around the Australian Open, which is kind of, you know, it's struggled a bit, the international tennis community, certainly for the guys, for folks to feel safe to come out. I know there's been some extraordinary female players who came out, Billie Jean King, Martina Navratilova, Maresmo, of course, but it's great to be putting queerness on the Australian Open agenda with this production. So there's an activist element to it as well, isn't there?
To some extent, there certainly was when it was first written. So it was written in 2017 when the marriage plebiscite was still really current and the whole issue of whether you can get married or not was really a political hot potato still. But that's less relevant now, I'd say. You know, I finally married my partner of 31 years after 25 years together after the plebiscite. So marriage equality is no longer the issue. But I think what I've found as a lesbian, I call myself a lesbian, not queer. I'm of that generation, Gen X, where queerness is still, it's still an insulting term for us because we grew up with it being bandied as an insult. So the generational story of whether you call yourself gay, whether you call yourself queer, and what queer actually means is a really relevant thing for us, I think, as a community to discuss and navigate the different generational understandings of that. And Angus has written an absolutely cracking script. It's so funny, but it's also a little bit profound too by navigating all of the issues, the intergenerational issues, and what queerness actually means.
Tell us about the extraordinary cast that you're working with.
Oh, it's great. So we've got three young actors who are just wonderful. Sebastian Lee and Eddie Orton as my son and Felix and the tennis pro Lucas. And Melissa Caron, who's just hysterical as the nuclear physicist, quantum theorist daughter who's come all the way from the basements of Switzerland to create havoc, really. And working with that young energy is just glorious. Then we've got Alec Gilbert, who is playing my husband, who's, like me, a bit of an old trooper. And that's just a joy, too. So having that diversity of experience in the cast and having all of the different energies is, I mean, I haven't had so much fun on stage for ages. It's just great.
Wow. Now, that is an extraordinary statement from you, Jane Montgomery Griffiths, because you've had an extraordinary career on the stage, not just as an actor, but as a director as well. Wow, the most fun. That's extraordinary.
Oh, it's great. And all credit for that to Riley Spadaro, our director, who is similarly young, keen, enthusiastic, but he's wise beyond his years, and he's bringing a comic dramaturgy to this, which is just sheer pleasure. You know, I can't go into work every day into rehearsals smiling, and I've just left rehearsals right now to speak to you, where we've been discussing throwing chair-sized tennis balls around the stage. So it's a hoot. It's great, and I can absolutely, you know, sometimes when you're in a play, you can't see it from the outside. But I can make the guaranteed promise that if you come and see this, you'll have an absolutely cracking night at the theatre.
Last time we spoke, you were directing The MILF and the Mistress.
Not direct. No, actually, James. I wrote it.
You wrote it?
Yeah. So I used to do a lot of directing in the UK, but I haven't done much in Australia. I've mostly been, when I'm not acting, I've been playwriting. So The MILF was, I think, my 11th play. And that was a lot of fun to do for Midsummer, because that too, I mean, in a way, a bit like Australian Open, the play about exploring queerness, sexuality, identity, and what makes your soul sing, what sparks joy.
Wow, you really are able to switch from playwright, director, actor. Do you find that literally a switch kind of just clicks and you go into this mode? Like, is it like riding a bike?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much a pragmatic playwright. I write to commission. So, you know, if there's anybody out there listening who wants a play written, just tell me what you want and I'll write it for you. I'm not like Angus, who writes with he has to write. He's got that passion. I'm much more of a crafts person than an artist. But even just now, I mean, we were discussing a scene in the play where... As a playwright, I could look at that and think, oh yeah, okay, I can see that this could be, you know, just change slightly. And of course, you know, Angus will have full say on anything like that. But it's interesting. But I do try to keep them quite separate, because my job as an actor is to serve the play, not to think, oh, I would have written it like that. And frankly, I couldn't have written Australian Open. Its wit, its structure, its dynamic drive is way cleverer than anything I could come up with.
How much consultation is there with the writer? How much consultation is there with Angus this production?
Yeah.
Have they been sitting there in rehearsals at all?
No, Angus hasn't turned up yet. I know Angus from a long, long time ago, when he was still a young man, before I think he even wrote a play. But I haven't seen him for ages. I understand that the director, Riley, is in touch with Angus frequently. But no, I'm very much looking forward to seeing him again and seeing how he's been doing.
It'll be so fascinating to see if many folks from the Australian Open, any players or perhaps just people who are in Melbourne for the Open, actually discover the play and go, oh, I wouldn't mind going down to St Kilda to see that.
Yeah, I really hope they do. I do know that somebody in the cast has been trying to get a contact for Roger Federer to invite him, because he figures quite significantly in the script. So again, if anybody, any of the listeners know how we can contact Roger Federer, please let me know. It would just be fabulous to see some tennis aficionados come. And I think it's what is really terrific about this play is, yeah, of course, it's a gay play, it's a queer play, but it's also a play that will appeal to every demographic, whether you're gay, straight, or anything in between. It has absolutely got something for everybody. And I think it's a massive crowd pleaser. You know, it's the sort of play you'd expect to see at MTC, that has that broad appeal as well as having a specific message that is quite empowering.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, Jane, tell us a bit more about this character and how you kind of bore into a character, how you kind of, you know, explore a character and how it manifests. Like, what's happening with this character?
Well, she's not like me at all. You know, I'm not an extremely wealthy business management consultant who lives in Kooyong. More's the pity. So I've had to... We were discussing the other day, channeling my alpha female into her. But I can empathise with her getting to her mid-50s and thinking there's got to be more to life than this. And she certainly goes through an existential crisis as well as anybody else in the play. And I think that it shows a great deal of understanding of what women go through when they hit menopause and they sort of think, well, is that all there is to life? So my character goes off to climb Everest instead of taking up knitting. And she's certainly quite formidable, a lot of fun to play. And again, a lot of that depends on the production too. This is a very fun, quite surreal production of play. There are other ways of doing it. You know, it could be done where I'm dressed in Armani and I look $1 million. I think we're just discussing today, I think we're all going to be dressed in tennis whites for the play, apart from when I get into my mountaineering garb. So I don't have to quite sell the succession vibe, but I do understand her as a woman and as a character. And she's great. She's feisty. I don't think I'd like her in real life. I don't think we'd get on at all, but I'm certainly enjoying playing her.
Wow, it sounds like you're bringing something to this character that's completely new and fresh. And I really hope Angus comes along to the play, because it sounds like your character's going to have dimensions that he didn't consider that you've kind of brought into it.
Well, I don't know. I think that they're in the play. And that's one of the reasons I'm so impressed by the writing, because I think he shows an understanding for all the characters, which is deeply wise. But, of course, every actor brings something new to the part. You know, this play has been done in, I think, Western Australia. It's been performed in Sydney as well. Other characters, other actors have embodied these characters and made them their own. And that's what's so great about live theatre, because not only is it not the same show every night, there's always something different, but every production is going to be different and brings new stuff. What I love, though, is that though, yes, you could play this as something quite serious, the writing is so witty. It's almost, some lines are almost like Oscar Wilde. You know, there is a wit and a lightness to it that is a technical challenge, but also deeply satisfying. And one of the big jobs that Riley as the director has is wrangling us all to make sure that the rhythms are always upbeat. Not too fast, not too slow, just the right tempo to get the gag. And that's all credit to the writing. Because, of course, no matter how good the actors are, no matter how good the director is, if the writing's not there in the first place, it's never going to be a great production. But I really think this will be terrific. And I'm very proud of what my colleagues are doing in the rehearsal room.
Yeah, it sounds like you're at a really exciting time with rehearsals. I mean, you're at that point where you're deciding what the costumes are going to be. It does sound extraordinarily fun.
It is. It absolutely is. And unfortunately, you can probably tell by my throat, we've all had a bit of a cold in the cast. One of the lovely things about a play like this, which is a well-made play, is that it's like being on a high trapeze, but you know you've got a safety net. The play is there to catch us, and as long as we do our job, it will be pyrotechnically fabulous for the audience. But even if we have an off night, the play is still strong enough that it's gonna sing to the audience members. I'm very impressed. When I first read the play, I said to the producer, "This is terrific. Yeah, I really, really want to do this." And it's, you know, that doesn't happen that often. There are a lot of plays that need a lot of reworking, but this has hit the ground running.
Fantastic. Well, Australian Open is happening at Theatre Works in St Kilda, 14 Ackland Street, January 21st to the 31st. Actor Jane Montgomery Griffiths, it has been wonderful to chat with you again on 3CR. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, James. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
3CR.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.